League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And, this is a bit surreal, isn't it? I mean, how's the last couple of days been?
I think you just summed it up in one word, Ben. Surreal. I've just finished the team talk and I said, you know, given the opportunity to manage this amazing football club, but also to be managing in the first European trophy adventure and the lads to be sat in the dressing room to be the first competitive squad in a European competition is something that is, go back to that word, it's surreal. And we are so grateful. We're so honoured to be given this opportunity. I want to say a big thank you to everyone that's put it together, from the organisation that's been put together, from, you know, the people in Poland, and also, you know, the people at FC United of Manchester. I know the chair, Adrian Seddon, you know, galvanised his project and got it underway, but there's been a lot of people that have contributed in ensuring that we get across here safely and, you know, competing at a competitive fixture. You know, to be given the opportunity to manage a side in the first, you know, European competition for FC United, and then players downstairs have just been reminded of, you know, what an honour it is to be the first competitive team to play in a European trophy. We are so grateful. I'm grateful to everyone that's travelling out, grateful to everyone that's going to be watching and listening at home, and we're going to do everything we can do to win tonight's football game.
And with regards to preparations for this, travel times and that kind of thing, I'm going to suggest it's no different to Blyth away. Maybe.
No, it's not. I mean, listen, we all met at the ground yesterday at 2:30. We got the coach to Liverpool Airport. We had a bite to eat at Liverpool Airport. And then 99.9% of the squad got on the plane at Liverpool Airport and made their way over to Warsaw. And then, you know, last night they went to the hotel. They've got up today. They've done a bit of sightseeing, had something to eat, and then travelled collectively, but without the manager, to the stadium.
Why not the manager?
Well, the last thing, the roll call last yesterday was when we were on the coaches, as everyone got the passports and everyone held the passports up in the air. And what happened just prior to me saying that is that the coach driver took the wrong turning into Liverpool Airport. So I had to jump off the coach and I reversed the coach. I stood in the middle of the road. I'm stopping traffic. I've got a police escort. I'm about to take the coach all the way back. And with the euphoric occasion that was, and we've managed to kind of steer this coach clear, we've all got our bags and dived into Liverpool Airport, and that was the last of it. It was only until we're going through passport control that the manager realised that his passport was no longer here. So all the lads boarded the plane, and the manager, myself, sat in Liverpool Airport for about 10 seconds with my head in my hands, thinking, what am I going to do now? My team's gone into Europe, and I'm sat here on my own. So into soldier mode, quit thinking, checked into a hotel in Liverpool, looked for flights, but then still didn't have a passport. And I've got to give huge credit to Noel, the caretaker at FC United, who was instrumental in me getting the passport back, contacted Swans, went down to the driver's house, brought the passport back to Broadhurst Park. And unfortunately, we've arranged for the girls to train on the Tuesday night. So Elsie, the goalkeeper coach, picked up the passport from the ground, and then she transported it to the hotel. I've got the passport. I booked a new flight. The flight's from Manchester. Got on a taxi this morning, an hour across to Manchester. Got on the plane to the airport across the other side of Warsaw. Landed, ended up getting an Uber, and here I am, and the team have arrived. So it's been an eventful 18 hours, Ben.
Well done to the caretaker, Swans Buses, and Elsie Baxter, of course. I mean, that's what a week has she had. She played outfield last week on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, she came off the pension. So I mean, listen, it's a European adventure, one that we're not going to forget. But, you know, all that aside, we're here now. We've tweaked what we do. We've changed our formation tonight, Ben. We're going a 3-5-2. These kids in the dressing room are having debuts in Europe, but I've gone one further tonight and I've given Academy youngster Jack Bennett his first competitive start in Europe. So, you know, it's going to be really exciting for him as well.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.